Animal welfare groups have filed a lawsuit against the U.S. Department of Agriculture after the USDA abruptly removed a trove of data last month from its website about possible animal welfare violations. The USDA said in a statement that it removed the information to protect personal privacy. One of the groups involved in the lawsuit is Born Free USA, whose CEO Adam Roberts joins us now. Adam, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And the information in question here included enforcement records related to the Animal Welfare Act and the Horse Protection Act. What exactly was in this database, and why does your organization need it to be public?
Some of the most important information that was on that online database includes USDA inspection reports. For example, when they inspect roadside zoos or puppy mills under the Animal Welfare Act to try and assess whether there's provision of humane care. It's really important for groups like Born Free USA to have not only access but immediate access to this information, because we get complaints from members of the public on a regular basis about the conditions that they see animals in at their local zoo, which may, as I say, be a roadside zoo or menagerie. And we need to be able to identify quickly whether these are repeat offenders, whether these facilities or actually the individual animal in question has been reported before, so that we can help the complainant report this to the USDA or do so ourselves. So access to these inspection reports is incredibly vital.
So when the USDA says that it took these down for privacy reasons, what do you say?
Well, I say I'm confused, to be quite frank. I mean, these reports have been up for a long time. There's nothing new about them. And so year after year, we're able to have access to these reports online. I'm not quite sure, to be perfectly honest, why all of a sudden there would be some new privacy concern. And even if there were privacy concerns about some individual entities, those could be dealt with either by removing specific information for cause or for a specific purpose, or just redacting some information. But this has never been a problem before, including the 8 years of the previous presidential administration, so I'm just not sure why all of a sudden it's an issue.
Well, some business owners have criticized the USDA database for publicizing their names and addresses along with their inspection reports. A person named Mindy Patterson, who's president of the Cavalry Group, has said that makes it easy for them to be targeted by what she calls animal rights extremists.
Yeah, that's sort of the go-to mentality of people who exploit animals. If you are a licensed entity and the information that would have been available in these inspection reports online are for USDA licensed entities, then it is known to the public already that you are housing certain species of animals and housing them in a certain way. Are you raising dogs to breed them for puppy sales? Are you housing animals like tigers to be shown to the public in a zoo? We already know which entities, which individuals, and which business owners have these animals and are doing this type of business. So then the only question is whether they want to engage in this type of animal exploitation under a shroud of secrecy, where the public is not allowed to know that a polar bear does not have access to water or air conditioning in the south in a zoo or a circus, or a tiger has injuries or a kangaroo has visible wounds. And that's the problem. I think we should be trying to get at this lack of transparency, and that's why the inspection reports have to be put back online immediately.
Would it be okay with you if the USDA made that information available to you when you asked for it, but that it wasn't published online publicly?
This is the mentality and the position of the government currently, is that you can simply request any specific bit of information through the Freedom of Information Act and then receive a reply in writing. Unfortunately, there is an incredible backlog historically in trying to have government agencies, whether it's the USDA, Interior, or any other agency, fulfill written submitted FOIA requests. And so it could take several weeks or months to get the information, and at a cumbersome cost of both time and money to the nonprofit or the individual American citizen who is submitting that Freedom of Information Act request. So that seems to me that it's another example of the government trying to hide the nefarious business practices of some of these animal exploiters, rather than saying there's nothing to hide here and we're happy to share the information that both the government has found through their inspections or that the individual entity itself is putting out to the public because they publish those records.
Now, the Senate has not confirmed President Trump's pick to head the USDA. That would be former Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue. How do you think he would be on the issues of animal rights that you advocate for?
Well, it's really hard to tell. I mean, I don't anticipate this administration being particularly helpful on issues of animal protection and wildlife conservation, though, of course, as with any administration and any Congress, Born Free and others will push them to be responsible for the issues of animal protection and wildlife conservation, especially when we're talking about dealing with existing laws. You know, this is dealing with the Animal Welfare Act, which was passed, I think, in 1966. So this is not a new law that we're trying to push through. It's simply about enforcing and giving access of information to existing law. But then, you know, we also know that legislators are actually interested in this issue as well, and we're pursuing both legislative and judicial routes to try and get this secrecy undermined and get transparency back on.
That's Adam Roberts, who is the CEO of the animal rights group Born Free USA, which is currently suing the USDA. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
And we reached out to the USDA. A spokeswoman said the agency has started putting some information back onto its website and will continue to review records to determine which information is appropriate for reposting.